The people of Israel had rebelled against Moses and Aaron and had refused to enter the Promised Land. 10 out of the 12 men who had explored the country spread a bad report among the Israelites, saying that the inhabitants of Canaan were too powerful to be conquered, and the entire assembly decided to return to Egypt. Then the Lord told Moses that he would punish the people for their rebellion by making them wander in the desert for 40 years, until all that generation had died. Only then would their children enter the land of promise. When Moses reported this to the Israelites, they mourned bitterly. The next day they said to Moses, "We have sinned. We will go to the place the Lord promised." But Moses told them that the Lord was no longer with them, and they would be defeated by their enemies. Nevertheless, they went up to attack the Canaanites, though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord moved from the camp, and they were driven back. So the Israelites were forced to return to the wilderness, where they had to wander for 40 years, going from one camping site to another. They hated the tough conditions of their nomadic life, and discontent, disobedience, and rebellion often flared up among them. Even though God continued to lead them in the pillar of cloud and fire, and to provide for their needs, the people still grumbled and complained continually, blaming Moses and Aaron for their hardships. Then one day, open rebellion broke out. The uprising began with 3 men, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, who persuaded 250 well-known Israelite leaders to join them. They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have gone too far. The whole assembly is holy, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the others?" What these men were really aiming at was to take over the leadership of the nation, so they urged the Israelites to reject Moses and Aaron's authority. But in doing so, they were rejecting God's authority, as it was God who had placed Moses and Aaron at the head of the nation. Korah, who was a Levite, hoped to replace Aaron and his sons in the priesthood, so as to become Israel's religious leader. Dathan and Abiram accused Moses of having deceived the people with false promises in order to establish his authority. Moses told Korah that they were to leave it to God to designate the men he chose for the priesthood. "Now listen, you Levites," he said to Korah and his followers. "Isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has brought you and your fellow Levites near to himself to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle, and now you are trying to get the priesthood too?" When Moses summoned Dathan and Abiram, they said, "You have brought us here to kill us in the desert. You haven't led us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. No, we will not come." And they remained in their tents. Moses told Korah to bring his 250 men to the tabernacle, each with a censer in his hand, and to burn incense before the Lord. Aaron would also go with his censer, and God would judge between them. So each man came and stood with Moses and Aaron at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites. God said to Moses that he was going to destroy the entire assembly, but Moses fell face down and interceded. "O God, God of the spirits of all mankind, will you be angry with all when only one man has sinned?" So the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the assembly to move away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." Moses got up and warned the assembly to keep away from the tents of the 3 rebel leaders. Dathan and Abiram stood defiantly at the entrance to their tents, while the 250 men unlawfully offered incense to the Lord. Moses said to the people, "If these men die a natural death, then the Lord has not sent me. But if they go down alive into the grave, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt." As soon as he had said this, the ground under the tents of the 3 men split apart and swallowed them up. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram disappeared from sight with all they owned, and the earth closed again over them. At the same moment fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. Next episode, the plague.